Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. It's another edition of Headlines Only. Welcome, Ben Higgins. Hi, Ben.
What's up, Ash? Ash, how are you holding up? How was your first Mother's Day?
I did not have a dreamy first Mother's Day. I won't sugarcoat it. We're going to have to redo Mother's Day. It's not like we ever intended, really, for yesterday to be like my Mother's Day either. I knew it wasn't going, like, I wasn't going to be the focus. So Jared closed, well, he didn't actually close Audrey's, but he did table service for the first time. And the only, like, it's just not a regular thing. So, like, basically we are like a Panera style. So, like, you go to the table, you order, we call you when it's ready. Yeah. Because the shopping center that we're in, we actually, like, weren't even allowed to do table service because they wanted a coffee shop, like, only vibe. They didn't want anything competing with, like, the sit-down restaurants. So we respected that entirely through, except for yesterday. We were just like, okay, one little special occasion. Let's do table service. So Jared was like really overwhelmed planning that. He had to go in. He had left the house at 6:30. He didn't
get home until 6:30 p.m. The kitchen was so crazy. It was just a wild day down there. It was fun. Like, I went down for 3 hours and Dawson and I went and we greeted all the moms and we had like, we met a lot of cool people. We chatted with them and he was so flirty. Like, all the girls in the place just like loved oohing and aahing over him. So that was definitely the best part of my day. But like, I didn't have like a pampering Mother's Day or anything like that because Jared was at work the entire time. My baby's obviously too young to be doing anything for me. And then, of course, Jared and I had like this minor cold this weekend. And I, not COVID, guys, not COVID. And of course, it felt the worst when I got home at like 4:30. So I was just like hoping that Dawson would stay asleep and take a nice long nap. That would be like my Mother's Day gift. And actually, he did take a pretty sizable nap. But then he had, then Jared got home. He was all stressed out and it was, he, you know, he wanted to unwind, but then Dawson was being super cranky and I was feeling really sick. But, you know, when you take a shower, you take your cold meds, you take some nasal spray and then get into bed. It's amazing how quickly you can feel recovered. And that's what I did. And when he got home and once that happened, I was starting to feel better and normal again. But, you know, isn't it just amazing the way that a shower or a bath can be like almost as therapeutic as cold meds? Do you feel that?
I love a good shower and bath. Yeah, no, I agree.
I heard on Instagram that you were you took a bath this week for like the first time in years.
I did. I've been traveling a bunch. And so like my lower back, my this is not an old person thing. This is like all my whole life. My lower back just doesn't hold up well on flights because you kind of sit up so straight. Oh, and yeah. I think I either have bad posture or something.
My butt bone hurts on flights, long flights. You ever feel that? Like your butt bone? Like you ever massage it on a plane? Because guilty.
Maybe they need to create like a pad you put down that kind of like rubs your butt. as you're sitting there. But I did take a bath. Jessica convinced me to. And then this week, you know, right now I flew from Pebble Beach because we did that really special episode with Chris and Wells and Andrew Firestone
out of Pebble Beach. So excited to hear.
I flew like literally across the country. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now for a fundraiser and a board meeting. So that board I joined a year ago, Project Hope, which is just an incredible organization. We're doing our first gala since COVID tonight. And so I'm out here helping with that, getting set up. Then tomorrow we'll have board meetings. I'll fly back to Denver, which will be awesome. This is like my last, I go one more trip end of this week for 4 days. And then after that, I'm home for 2 weeks, and that's going to be the longest I've been home in 6 months.
Oh my God, Ben, I know I say it all the time. I just don't know how you do it. Two things. Have to go back to baths for a second. So yeah. Dawson pooped in the bath a couple days ago, and I spent like 20 minutes cleaning it up, making sure like all of it was gone, right? Like, how disgusting is that? But it was so gross to me, even though it's like, in a way, half my poop, half Jared's poop, since it's our kids' poop. But I can't mentally like get in the tub now. Like, I was thinking like last night when I took a shower, I was like, it would be so nice to take a bath right now, but I'm just going to be thinking that I'm like sitting in his poop. Do you concur? Would you feel the same way? Or would you be like, Ashley, get over that. Just put some more Clorox on and scrub, scrub, scrub and get back in.
Ashley, I don't think it's anything to be worried about. I think it's very common. I see what you're saying, but you clean it up a bit.
Yeah.
Here's something that I'll tell you. Okay. I think like there's these stages from my friends that have kids that I hear about in parenthood where like you start out and you know, it's weird the first time you get peed on. It's odd the first time you get pooped on your hands that you're eating with.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's such a good point. It's like, I get poop on my hands.
You just kind of say like, screw it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving up. And I'm going to have it in my hair and it might be on my clothes. It might last a little longer around the house than it needs to, but like it just, you try your best, but when it comes to a bath that I know you consider and Jared considers sacred, you just have to get over it.
Okay, that's such good advice. Thank you. Because if I have it on my fingers and I'm eating with my fingers and I'm biting my nails, that is way more disgusting than taking a bath in a bathtub that's been scrubbed down.
It's been scrubbed down. So you're good. Hey, Ashley, I think you're doing great. And I know this Mother's Day maybe wasn't the relaxing Mother's Day, but here's the cool thing that I just envisioned.
We'll make up for it. What's that?
Over you. In the years to come, Dawson's going to love you so much. And Jared and his work schedule is going to like kind of even out and become more rhythmic, where he's going to like, it just happens over time with the new business. And there's going to be so many more years of you feeling so loved and so celebrated and so many cool gifts and so many nice little smooches and hugs and mommy, I love you on this day, that this first year, it's just going to be, it's not even going to be a memory. You're going to be like, I don't even remember my first Mother's Day, because I'm sure at that time I was just trying to keep this child alive. And you're doing a good job at that.
I'm fine. I'm good. Thank you. We'll like plan another day where we can do some cute things together. But thank you. Yes. It's the Mother's Day when the kid's actually like conscious that that counts.
Ben,
got to tell me about Pebble Beach. I mean, you were reunited with Chris Harrison for the first time since he's no longer been with the show. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. So we have a really special podcast episode sponsored by Uber Eats coming out on the 11th of this month. So just 2 days from now, you'll be able to hear an interview with Wells, Andrew, and myself. And Chris sat off to the side. He wasn't a part of the podcast episode for obvious reasons.
Oh, he wasn't? Oh, okay.
No, he wasn't. But we do talk a lot about him. And you hear his, when we start talking golf especially, you start hearing him speak up a little bit in the background because he gets fired up. But it was the first time I've been with him. And we've never shied away from that here. Like, he's a friend of mine and I love him as a person. He's been a great mentor to me through this experience. I was sad that I hadn't seen him since his time of leaving the show. That was weird to me. And so it was really special. I felt like to do something together that was so special, like play Pebble Beach. That is a bucket list course for anybody, for me especially. And we got to spend 2 full days together just hanging out, catching up, talking, being human again, not really talking about the show much. It got brought up a few times, but just talking about life and being people together again. And that was really special to me. I told Jess when I got home, I said, yeah, playing Pebble Beach was incredible. And I had my low round ever on the front nine. I was even par. I was actually 2 under going into the last hole. I doubled it, but I was even par after the first nine at Pebble, which was good because I won a lot of money off of Wells and Chris. That was nice. But that was incredible, that playing Pebble Beach. That is something I'll never forget, my first time playing all 18 holes at Pebble Beach. But the best part to me, Ashley, was sitting across the table from Chris and knowing that even if the show isn't a part of either of our lives at a very large level now, that we still have a friendship and that we still have that we like. I hope, I don't know, I can't speak for him, but I hope that he would enjoy me and enjoy my presence even outside of a television show. And I think that's what this weekend showed to me, because I enjoy his. And that to me was the most meaningful part.
That's awesome. Did he come up there just to play with you guys?
He did. Aww. Yeah. How special is that?
That's
he
so
came
good.
Up and played, and we went to dinner and he kind of showed me around. You know, he plays in the AT&T Celeb tournament at Pebble every year. And so he kind of showed me around Pebble. So did Wells. And so did Andrew. Andrew's played it many times. All those guys have played it. Wells grew up there. Andrew kind of grew up there. He went to high school there. Chris, you know, goes up all the time. And so they kind of showed me around, showed me the cool little spots, showed me the fun little bars, and told me the history of the course. And that was fun. And it was, I mean, Andrew, I think you're going to hear on the podcast, but Andrew is hilarious. He, like, I always forget how funny Andrew Firestone is. He's a constant person that makes you laugh. He's just one of those people that always have some joke lined up for the greatest delivery. And so, and he did that on the podcast. So it was really, it was fun to do with him.
Did Chris give any insights as to his wedding possibly with Lauren Zima?
He didn't. We did ask. Amy was there. Our producer Amy was at the whole weekend with us. And she asked him. I wasn't going to. There was no details. I don't know what their plans are. And I should have asked. That felt like a question I could have asked. I wanted to make sure not to ask anything bachelor focused.
Mm-hmm. You think that Lauren is bachelor focused?
No. Yeah. I was saying, like, I was cautious of the question, like, of the things I wanted to dive into with him on life. And so it was mostly him personally. Like, where is he at personally? Where are they living? What are they doing?
Yeah, where are they living? Is it Texas or LA?
Yeah, mostly Texas. Both of his kids now have, one is already in school at TCU. One is going to be going to school at TCU. So Texas is kind of now where the whole family is going to be. So they'll all be down in the Austin and Dallas area.
How's Lauren dealing with that, with work, with at ET?
I think really good. I think she's able to travel back and forth. Austin to LA is pretty easy now because there's so many people, think about it, during COVID that moved from LA to Austin or started businesses in Austin. So the ability to travel back and forth is super easy. And so they, you know, they can go back and have their place there. And she can stay and work and she can come back. I don't know the time commitment now of ET. Like, I don't know if it, you know, if you have to be on set every day, if you're traveling around the country going to do stuff. I don't know that, but I know that she's doing fine with it. And her career is still doing really well. And I know that's something important to both her and Chris, is that Lauren, you know, continues to have a career that she cares about and loves for as long as she loves it. So, but I don't think that's a problem.
Is career a focus of Chris's right now, or is he just kind of taking a break?
It feels like a break. I think it is. I mean, a guy who's been on television for that long, who's super talented, obviously, and has a huge name. I mean, you should have seen, Ashley, the amount of people that would come up to him. Not Wells or myself or Andrew. It was Chris, like, wanting to talk to Chris, take a picture with Chris. Like, we were standing on the side, which is super fun and cool and a different perspective, but he still has a huge following. But I didn't get the sense that he was like trying to work right now. I'm sure if the right opportunity came about, he would consider, but I just didn't get that sense.
What would people say when they went up to Chris?
A lot of we miss you. You know, I think a lot of people were just wondering, like, how are you? Some people were asking, like, what happened? Where'd you go? Some people have no clue what happened, right? They saw Chris Harrison, they remember him 20 years ago, they haven't followed the show since, so they were just like, hey, we haven't seen you around, where have you been? But a lot of we miss, I felt like the most common phrase shared with him was, we miss you.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, because usually I hear that at the coffee shop all the time when people are like, oh, the show's not the same without him. It's one of the most common things I hear when I ask about if they're enjoying the show these days.
Oh, and there was a lot of comments to us, like, how cool is it you guys still get together? And it's like, yeah, it is cool. Might be the first time in a while, but it is cool. Yeah. It was good for us, I think. Good for me. I don't want to speak for everybody. It was really good for me to be with them again. And to be with them now, it's the first time I've been with Chris since I've been married, and first time I've been with Andrew since I've been married. And so that's a whole new perspective, sharing that side of my life with them.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you had that time. I can, like, genuinely tell that you were like, that was a special weekend that you're going to remember.
It was a special weekend with some special people that are part of some huge moments in life. Again, that episode is going to air. Thanks to Uber Eats for helping get us all set up with everything we need. A funny story that you'll hear on the podcast. I'll tell it in short here. Mm-hmm. I got to Monterey. My golf bag was lost with all of my clothes and all of my toiletries in it.
How ironic is that, that your golf bag is missing gone when you get to Pebble Beach?
Gone. And so Uber Eats helped make sure I had everything I needed for the weekend. You'll hear the details of that on the podcast that's launched on the 11th, but they did help. So I'm really glad they're hosting this trip because they were the perfect partner to me in a time of need. But yeah, you'll hear more about that again on a really special episode on the 11th that we tell this whole story. Hey, Ashley, we do have some good headlines to get to today. You have a lot of good Mother's Days to come. Special episode dropping on the 11th with Andrew Firestone, Wells Adams, and like some little whispers in the background from Chris Harrison. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to once again say I'm out here in Washington, D.C. with Project Hope because we have a big fundraiser coming up to support healthcare workers and all the good things that healthcare workers are doing, not only here in the United States, but around the world. The nurses, the people that are first responders, and also crossing it over to the refugee crisis in Ukraine. Ton of work going on over there right now with Project Hope. So I'm out here with this fundraiser. Check them out. It's a great organization. Let's take a break. Ash, get a glass of water. When we come back, we're going to break down headlines with our resident expert, Ashley Eikenetti.
Resident expert right here.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, it's time for the first headline. This one is a big one.
It's a huge one. It's a Scott Disick one.
Yeah, Scott Disick, a name that you don't hear often anymore, but when you do hear it.
Ben's out of the loop in the whole pop culture world. Scott's still pretty relevant.
Well, son of a, how? What does he do?
What do you mean? He's still on the Kardashians. This past week was a lot about him.
Jess has been watching the Kardashians. Oh, she catches me up.
So good on Hulu. I don't know what the difference is, but it's been so good. It used to be one of the shows that like I'd watch when I got a chance, you know, like in binge form or whatnot. But now it's like every Thursday morning I wake up and I'm like, new Kardashians today.
Yeah. So she said it's so good on Hulu. She said, yeah. Well, okay. Well, a name that we hear very often, and when we do hear it, we know some big headline is coming. Scott Disick spotted leaving Miami restaurant with, this is the headline, mystery girl. Now, due to our great sleuthing and just our own eyes, we know who this mystery girl is. The picture is very obvious. Ashley, break it down for us.
I sent the group, our almost famous group this morning, a picture of Scott Disick that was put out by Hollywood Life with this mystery girl in the background. And I go, you guys, oh my gosh, look, it's Corinne out with Scott Disick in Miami. They apparently were leaving a restaurant around 2 a.m. Was, you know, just wearing his Scott outfit. And Corinne was wearing a crop top and a black leather jacket and a white patterned mini skirt with white chunky heels. And she was sitting in the back seat of the car. It looked like Scott was trying to hide his face. Cameras, of course, surrounding the car, ended up getting a few pictures in which you can see Corinne's face quite clearly in the back. Yeah. And it's funny that they're calling it a mystery girl. Don't know how much Corinne's going to love to hear that. But she looks to be in the backseat of his car. And apparently, they've hung out one time before, or like were spotted at the same event together before. So, but this seems like it was an outing, perhaps just the two of us, the two of them. They were leaving Pappy Steak. Who eats dinner? I mean, Miami, right? Miami, you leave dinner at 2 a.m. You go to dinner at 12. It's weird.
That's ridiculous to me. That's so ridiculous.
That gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah, that's the hardest part of the story for me to process, leaving at 2 a.m. Let us break this news. If people are assuming this is a mystery girl, then please quote the Almost Famous podcast and saying, no, we know who this mystery girl is. It's Corinne Olympios, one of our favorites that come on the podcast. And hey, we'll see if this plays out. We'll see if we get a statement from any of them admitting that maybe they are hanging out a little bit. That'd be cool.
I mean, that would be cool for all of us Kardashian fans.
You know, we had, next headline is this. We had Matt James on the podcast a short time ago talking about his new book and talking about his life and catching up with him. So we're going to do a string of Matt James headlines here. The first one is Matt James pleads with The Bachelor to show something real and raw after too many whistleblowers. This is a quote in the headline. This is according to Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is how the article reads. While some authors are anxious to share their stories with the world, Matt James was ready to give Bachelor viewers the missing pieces of his journey. I feel like we all thought that there were some, and encouraged the franchise to be more transparent, to avoid tell-all books in the future. He definitely alluded to this on our podcast, you know, because he told us that he left holding hands with Rachel. After the final rose. So we definitely knew that there was things that we weren't seeing. And he said, I had already said it. Like, I was preparing to see it on TV. And when I didn't see it, like the scenes that like really like filled in missing puzzle pieces. Yeah. He was like, dang, I guess it was too raw to show. Mm. He was saying this on the Right Reasons podcast this week. And he said, I guess it was too raw for what they were looking for, which is unfortunate because when you're vulnerable and you're open about those things, like the little bits that they shared that I was very vulnerable, hella people resonated with that. Okay, so because this is like a little bit of a choppy quote to say, to summarize, basically, there were moments that he felt they were really raw and vulnerable that he really wishes were shown in its entirety because the people really resonated when they saw the little bits of vulnerability. He says, it's not like it's that hard of a formula. How about you just double down on the realness? People aren't dumb anymore. Maybe back in the day you can get away with like, oh my God, this is crazy. But there have been so many books that have come out and there have been so many whistleblowers that we're like past that. Come on now, let's be real. That's why you're seeing people go to these other shows because they're not tiptoeing around that. How about you double down, Bachelor, Bachelorette, on the realness? Get it straight. It's frustrating because you've got so much good stuff there and you're fumbling the bag. Okay, so I have thoughts on this. I agree. There's a lot of fluff on the show when they could really be taking those, like eliminating those moments and adding some more deep conversations or even like fun stuff that show how people are making these connections. It feels like everything we see is either like this ultra serious talk, or it just seems like a little bit silly. Like, I have no idea how to word this. I guess from my own personal experience, there were some moments that were so fun or that were so meaningful that you look forward to seeing, which he mentions, and then you don't end up seeing it in the cut. And you're like, ugh, but that's where the connection was formed. And you're leaving that out. What about you?
Well, I've always wanted more depth to any of the stories. I've wanted that for years. I think that's what we like we've said, we watch a show not only to see the drama because that does intrigue the masses, but also to celebrate with the contestants, to cry with the contestants, to feel something. And when it is only fluff, then it's hard to feel. And I think everybody's story is worth telling and it should be told to the best of the show's ability and the time that they have. I don't know the backstory to what Matt's hinting at here. Like, yeah. I don't know what he thinks should have been shown that would have made more sense. But I would say in general, every season, that's a change I would love to see, is some depth to the show. Well, an interesting headline next, Matt James as well. Matt, this is the headline. Matt James didn't know he was the first Black Bachelor when he accepted the gig.
That's mind-blowing to me.
It's mind-blowing to me, too. I mean, because even before he accepted it, there were the rumors that he was going to be the next Bachelor, right? Like, we kind of hinted at it, and, like, that was the headline back then. So it's a little surprising that he didn't know. Who knows? I mean, he might be that disconnected from the franchise in general that he had no clue. I mean, I think he's gone on to say he never really watched the show before Tyler was on it. And then obviously when he was the Bachelor, I don't know if he still watches it today, but interesting little headline.
Yeah. There. Okay. So, but here's the quote. He said, "I wasn't really asking the right questions, I guess. I didn't think that this was something that hadn't been done. It's 2022 now. And I didn't think that that was something that we hadn't crossed yet. I had seen a whole bunch of Black people come through the franchise that I guess I assumed that there had been a Black Bachelor."
Well, he was the first, to his surprise. Well, next headline is Becca Kufrin reveals what Thomas Jacobs has to do before they get engaged. This is according to ET.
She says, "He knows this. He needs to ask for my mother's blessing. He can't get down on one knee until after that happens. I've already done two very public engagements. I do not like that. And I do not want that again. No public. And he's very well aware of that. For me, I've been there, done that. I think that the way that I look at it is people sometimes look so much into the proposal and the wedding itself, not the actual marriage. I'm at the point where I want to spend my life with him. I want to be with him. I don't need anything big, extravagant, public in any way. I want it to just be us. He knows that. I honestly didn't need to tell him that. He just knew from everything we've been talking about, which is really nice." She says it's definitely on the horizon. That's something they've talked about, something that they've been talking about actually for a while. He jokingly proposed with a paperclip ring once, and I was like, I would say yes to this paperclip ring, except it cuts my finger all the time. That's very cute, and I'm pretty sure that's in a Taylor Swift song, paperclip ring.
That's it's a big deal that they're getting to this path. They seem very happy, and we're happy for them. And what a cool story that is. Another success story from Bachelor in Paradise, which seemed to have a lot of those.
Isn't it nuts? I love it.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that's just speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Speaking of success stories, I'd say one of, if not, Bachelor Nation's most eligible bachelorettes, Madison Pruitt, has gone Instagram official with new boyfriend Grant Michael Trout. I got the realest G in town, is her quote. This is according to Us Weekly.
Yeah, that was her first line of her Instagram caption. She says, Grant Michael Trout, you are so full of passion and purpose and joy. I am proud to get to do life with someone who loves Jesus and people like you do. She said, there's nobody else in the world she'd rather do life with. And it's been special since their first date. When he forgot to open the car door because they were both so nervous, and that they barely touched their quesadillas at dinner because they had such deep conversations and talked about intentional questions. And then they ended that night riding around listening to Drake in the car on full blast for hours. She says, you're my best friend, my favorite hello, my hardest goodbye. There's no one else in the world like you. Let's keep dreaming, vibing, serving, and loving together. Yeah, so let's. We don't know how long they've been together, but I'm very anxious to know because the way that she writes sounds like they're forever.
Yeah, sounds pretty serious. Yeah. Good for them. Good for them. Love is in the air. Well, from being in a relationship to choosing to be single. Tayshia Adams gets real about choosing to be single. Her quote is, maybe applaud me for not settling. This according to People.
So she says she's focusing on her career solo for now. She's taking a detour from wanting to be married and starting a family right now. She says that she still wants marriage and a family more than anything, but she's realized that wanting to be in a healthy, supportive relationship while simultaneously being a successful woman, having a cohesive unit and not basically choosing one or the other. So she wants, like, I guess, find a relationship in which she can do both equally.
Kind of back to Matt James for our final headline. of today. Matt James reflects, I just remembered this as this headline came up. I totally had forgotten about this.
Oh my gosh, what a time that we've done this podcast. It's really flown by. But yes, this was a huge headline 2 years ago.
Yeah. So Matt James reflects from 2 years ago on Claire Crawley's Bachelorette shade. 2 years later, I've still never spoken to her, Matt James said. This is according to Us Weekly.
Okay, if you guys remember, Matt was on Cameo. Claire didn't like that there was a guy on Cameo that was supposedly going to be on her season. And she said, if you're doing interviews and creating Cameo accounts before you're even on my season, you're in it for the wrong reasons. Don't hashtag don't waste your time. So now Matt is saying this sentiment backfired. On Twitter, Bachelor Nation quickly pounced, rushing to point out the worthy cause our work benefited. He was on Cameo at the time doing videos just for charity. It was for New York Giants wide receiver Alex Bachman's charity. So, you know, even despite that tiff, he had said, like, you know, hey, we'll maybe meet and we'll ignore the fact that this drama ever happened. But he says, because he became The Bachelor, he still never met Claire. They've never spoken. And about, you know, that comment, he recently said, I had nothing to say when I saw that comment. I was just like, dang, that's crazy. I was in shock. I was at a loss for words when I saw that.
Well, I still remember that time. And I still remember that being the headline. It was a big deal. It was a big deal that he wasn't on the season. It was a big deal that he was going on that season. So, Ashley, that's all the headlines we have for you today. Those are some big headlines, some very exciting headlines. Again, please tune in because we have a very special episode dropping on the 11th from the Boys Weekend in the Monterey Peninsula. Ashley, I know you're going to be enjoying a Girls Weekend as well pretty soon. So you ain't getting left out of all this fun. That's going to be dropping. I'm excited for you to be able to celebrate and do that. But that's all we have for you today. Until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.